hurled myself along the road, thinking about the bailiffs in Devlin who collected the rents for Lord Cunningham. They'd tear down the roof of the Neely house and pound at the beam until it splintered in over the hearth. Nothing would be left but dust and chunks of limestone and bits of thatch settling on the floor. Cat would be sobbing, her tiny face blotched, and her mother rocking back and forth outside, both of them with nowhere to go. Devlin would never let them stay with another family. "Lord Cunningham wants to clear this land," he'd say, "not add more faces to each house." I crossed our own field, seeing my sister Maggie drawing a picture on the wall of the house. 3-year-old Patch was dancing around her. "Me," he was saying, "it's my face." They didn't see me, and I didn't stop. What would I say to Anna, I wondered. "My dad will be home soon, long before the rent is due," I'd tell her. "We will give you back the coin straight away." But right now, we could save Kat and her mother. Even the thought of knocking on her door dried my mouth and dampened my hands. But if she said yes, I could bring the coin to Kat and put it into her little fist. When she opened her hand, her mother would see it. I picked up my skirt and catter-cornered across Anna's field, one hand covering the stitch in my side. I could feel my fingers trembling. I went up the path then before I could change my mind, rapped hard on the door, and stepped back. Nothing happened. I leaned forward and knocked again. The door stayed shut. Where was Anna? Where had she gone? Was someone's baby being born in one of the far glens? From far away I heard the men shouting. I went out to the path to see if she was coming. "Please come, Anna Donnelly, please." I turned and looked back at the thatch. The coin was right there. It was so close I could climb up and reach for it. And then the door opened. My hand flew to my mouth. I stepped back, so frightened I hardly remembered why I was there. Anna stared at me, with faded blue eyes, her head to one side. I opened my mouth, but I couldn't speak. She took a step outside, listening to the men shouting in the distance. "They are putting the Neelys on the road." Her lips were puckered, with deep lines around her mouth. "Lend me a coin for them," I said in a rush. "I will pay you."
"And how will you do that?"
"My dad will be back. He'll give it to you. I know he will." A louder sound in the distance. Was the house going under? Anna looked up, thinking, frowning.
"I will give you the coin," she said, "but you will pay for it another way."